Andrew Mark Ministries and Caris Bible College Uganda invites you to enroll for the 2025 school intake for both our campuses in Kampala or in Imbarara City. Please apply online on our website carisuganda.net or visit our head office at Park Royal Mall 6th floor along Buganda Road. For more inquiries, please call us on 0200-33-0000. Caris Bible College, taking the gospel as far and as deep as possible.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
I started watching Andrew. Everything that he said had a witness within my spirit, and he made the word come alive. You know, he just helped me connect dots. I have such a passion and a love for the word of God, and he deepened that for me.
Hallelujah. Tubalamusiza abawuliriza baffe, twagala okwebaza Katonda olw'omwaganya guno gwatuwadde okubanga tukomyewo nate ku Gospel Truth Radio Show ng'ekoletebwa obuweereza bwa Andrew Mark Ministries mu Uganda ne Caris Bible College. Nga Andrew Mark Ministries tusangibwa wano ku Park Royal Mall ku Buganda Road, era wenyininyini ojja okubanga otusanga bw'obanga olina ekintu kyonna kyonna ky'oyagala okumanya. Naye twagala okwebaza Katonda kubanga atuwadde omwaganya okubanga tukomyewo nate. Mwebale nnyo nnyo nyo nyini dala okubanga mutekako radio show ya Andrew Mark ku radio station ene nyini era nawe abadde tamanyi budde kibwe tubeera ku radio yenu. Olabe sawa zino zowuliza radio program eno, that is the actual time we are always on. Neno show ya fe ebeera egenda kutwala esawa namba for a full hour, so thank you so much for always tuning in, but we cannot actually speak much without appreciating our partners, abantu abatufudde kye tuli. Kubanga mazima waliwo abantu abateeka mu sente, abavujirizi baffe, our partners, thank you so much. You guys, you are making impact. Lives are being transformed. Caris Bible College obujulizi, singa mwaliwo ku graduation, hey, babulira, mugende ku YouTube. You can go on our YouTube channel and you look at our graduation ceremony. It was marvelous. It was beautiful. You needed to be there for yourself. Genda ku Bible College website ya feyo, uja kubosobola okulaba buli kimu ekitukwatako. Era njagala okubanga mpisawo ebirango bino kimu bibiri bisatu tubirenga tweyongerayo maso. Esawa zino ekisokera ddala tuina offer mu bookshop ya fe. Our bookshop is still open up to the 13th of December 2024. Yes. Inanga mu bookshop tuina uje twice Christmas offer. Hey, tuina 25% on all Andrew's books. Nchidam, there is a 25% discount on all Andrew's books. Bulichitabu cha Andrew chosonga kubo tintiwe. Echungabini mutanu tuzijieko. Jangu, obirengo, sugulu kubanga wetu walia. Come and buy books. What best Christmas gift can you give to your mother, to your auntie, to your sister, to your brother? Zendoza akatabaka Andrew Mark, it will be really a very nice gift to give to a person in a season as this. So take note of that. We have a 25% discount. Discount yeno ya bitundu abiri mbitano. Tusazeke bitundu abiri mbitano kubulichikumi kubulichitabo cha Andrew Mark chona. Chona sanga mu bookshop ya fe. Nga bookshop ya fe sangwa no ku Park Royal Mall ku Buganda Road. Eda ujoku banga utisanga. Ekintu ekirala tuli mu kuwandisa abayizi baffe for the next academic year 2025. Yes, in all our programs. Tuina online programs, tuina day programs, tuina evening programs, tuina Saturday programs, tuina. So please, those four ways you can do Caris on all our campuses. We have a campus in Kampala. We have a campus in Imbarara. Hey, tuina uneka baby ketu later. Very soon we shall be telling you the good news that will be coming on board. So mkwano gwafe, tukusabye on all our campuses. Olimu Western Uganda, do you want to sponsor your mother, your father, your grandfather to come and do Caris? Mugamba J ku Caris Bible College. Obasite chaso watu kubida kwa number FSMO. It is 0200-33-0000. Watu kubida kwa number FSMO yo. Ujia kubango subulu kubanga you book your place at the Bible College. Now watasugula kubanga agenda tukubida simu. You can just go to our website. No feeling in application form yo, we take an application form yo, ulondeo program jo ya gala, ujia kufuna akasimu nga kavu deje tuli, nga tu gamanti application na tujifunye, and bulichindu chona, chijia kupa chitambula bulunji, ide nambe yo jenso miao ya Airtel, ya Airtel, so just take note of that, ilange nambe yo, irine ku WhatsApp. So, togamba, atenze sina sente zikuba, nemba kone data wange unlimited, tagwako go to where is a message to where is a WhatsApp but when you choose your channel on any of our programs on any of anything that Andrew Mack teaches on this radio station, please, we are ready. We always have that beautiful radio show we call Questions and Answers. Hey, mwajuli deko ko week as he say mabegao, and it was really a nice teaching. Kale, so without wasting any more minute, and in our game studio, bende set to gene kubanga to tandika radio program yafe. Hey, kubangi sa was not ying de December. Hey, we are just fresh in December. So, we are just going to be talking about the festive season, Christmas. Christmas yeka ya tuliku mimua. So, nganda mwe sawa zune umaguze dengo ye. Abala enkoko zizo umazita deuda. It's like, okwe jaga kunje, chivuga chiju de jamu ye yonge de. Hey, buliomu, every person is doing everything about the festive season. And that's why we are also here as a ministry. To join with you guys, to support you in what you are doing. Kale, obote amalabude. Sewo, tukwaniliza nate. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, sir. My name is Roger Sokinga. Today, yeah, I'm here to share with you the word. So amen. Thank you so much, our dear listeners, not only listening in, but also being able to partner with the ministry. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Yeah, we are able to air all these teachings, and even we share, but in the same way, you also minister to others by enabling them to receive the message. So thank you so much.
Amina, yoyo msumba Rogers Oikinga. Yoyo msumba nondoza mumu uliriza wanu. Msaji yaja natusumeso obufumbo. Yaja natanye nsonga. He was really nice. Chemanyaba muku mwatu kubirane kumasimu. Mwebale nyo. So yoyo msumba. Rogers, what do you do in the ministry? Just to remind these people. Chemanyi walia watamanyi bichibi okola mu ministry.
I am the hybrid coordinator where we have hybrid night and Saturday. And when it comes tonight, there are people who comes in only 2 days. That is Tuesday and Wednesday. And it is from 5 to 8:50.
Okay.
And then the other one is Saturday, where they come in. We have two groups. The one that comes in on first and third, then the other one second and fourth. And the time is the school starts at 10. And enrollment is ongoing. And we don't only have this program, have other programs, as you say, that when they send in their application, to be guided. So thank you so much.
Amen. Yoyo Msumba Rogers, I'm in charge of night school, ne Saturday school. So, genda kwa website yafe, just go na website, erikarisuganda.net. Genda kwa website yeyo, you'll be getting more information. Mama, tukwaniliza.
Nanga, wincha, sani sukuwa la basa. Thanks for kula, Mr. Mahaga.
Okay, we yagula bantu bakumanyi kubanga nza at least nkumanyi ne ate bo balizo kubate bakutegeera.
Erinnya lyange nze Julia Kisache era nga nkola obwa coordination Caris wane Kampala ne Mbarara.
Amen. So yo Julia ye Caris coordinator Kampala campus ne Mbarara campus. So tuina bingi nyebe tugende kubanga tuita mu lero ndoza Julia, I think you can tuanjulie program ya lero tutaandike
era chimba de nesunze chigamo kubanga nesunze mu nange wa neno Mr. Rogers musajja wa chigambo era nga chatugenda kubanga tugabana lero sa a title the word became flesh.
Yeah, that's true.
Egambe chigambo ne chikola chi.
Ni chambalo omubiri.
Eranga chesigamye ku the integrity of God's word and his faithfulness. Atulaganti kwegamba ngawe tutandikira wali eri mu Yokana. The word became flesh. So teaching yeno obo kuyigirizwa kuno kutulaganti there is a faithfulness to God's word. Na ye also to that Na galo kwe yongelo tulaga. Katonda yongelo tulaga man's delegated authority in the bringing up, in the manifestation of the word. Kwe gamba, emphasis say yo, the word became flesh. Ramba denchi looza kone ndavida danga. I mean, ya tulaga dant, the word became flesh through his son Jesus. Kale, biche tugendo kuwe ilako. Angeda doza mkulu Rogers. So inachua galo kuongeda kao nga sina kusomacha wa andikibwa chino.
Yes, Rogers. The word became flesh.
Thank you so much, Julia. That was a very good and great introduction. Echigambo ne chambalo mubiri, and the word became flesh. Yeah, so in that, when you look at this, the word becoming flesh, it creates questions to people's hearts. Why we do? Because this is now God in the embodiment of the body of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, why did God become man? That's a question that comes to people's mind. And others ask, is it true? Is it possible? Yeah, then the other thing would be like, if really God became, why did it take so long?
Galatians
4:4, it says, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law.
Agambye na ye mukutuukirira kw'ebiro bwe kwatuuka, Katonda n'atuma omwana we eyazaalibwa omukazi eyazaalibwa ng'afugibwa amateeka na amateeka alyokanunule abaafugibwanga amateeka.
Amen. So I think that's one of the things that we look at, why God became flesh and why it took time for him to have the manifestation of his appearance in the physical body. So it is very important when we cover these parts, people's questions that they've been having their hearts will somehow, they'll be quickened to continue to easily receive from the Holy Spirit. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Julia, nkomyewo joli, obadde oyina ekyawandiika kwa kyoyagala okutusomera. Nga tutandika radio program eno.
Era nja kutandikira wenyini munange watandikidde in the fullness of time. Tulabanga Yesu akola ki?
Alabikisibwa. Yes. Yes.
And he says, actually, byawandikibwa bingi byogera about his manifestation. Atina kitulaga ne mu Yokana ekisooka 4:9 paka 10. Natulaga ate kwe kuno kwali okwagala kwa Katonda. And this was the love of God made manifest, that God sent his only begotten son into the world, that we might live through him. Bagamba ngira tuli mu season ene ya kuzamazalibwa. Bagamba kirungi nnyo ne tumanya emphasis. I mean, what's the message for the season?
Yes.
Bagamba
yes.
Christmas etujukiza that the word became flesh. Bagamba bwa webuza anti kigambo checho Yesu che kigambo cha Katonda.
Yes.
Era okumulaba nga azaliddwa nga Bagamba alabikiddwa eri ensi. It shows an emphasis kaka kikonfirming bingi. Ekyawandiika kya kyemale njagala kiri mu Yokana. Kuba John 1:14. Kansome mu Luzungu ojja kudda mu Luganda. Like we na Bible y'Oluganda.
Yokana 1:14.
And the word became flesh.
Kigambo nafuuka omubiri.
And dwelt among us.
N'abeerako gye tuli.
And we beheld his glory.
Ne tulaba ekitiibwa kye.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka kitaffe.
Full of grace and truth.
Ng'ajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
Ate waneno n'ayongera tukugamba tugezaako bawe ebyawandiikibwa balaga lwaki. It's very important for us actually to come to the reconciliation of this truth that the word became flesh. Kuba n'okununulwa kwaffe kwesigamye kuno. Kuba mu Yokana ekisooka 4:3. Agamba, by this you know the Spirit of God.
Kuba Yokana ekisooka
1 John 4:2-3. Kugamba olaba nga yeyongera okukakatiza kino ekintu. By this you know the Spirit of God.
Mutegeereranga ku kino omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh,
buli omwoyo ogwatulanga Yesu Kristo yajja mu mubiri,
is of God,
nga guvudde eri Katonda.
And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh,
naye
buli
mwoyo ogutayatula nti Yesu yajja guba tekuvudde eri Katonda.
Yeah, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist.
Erogo gwemoyo gwomulabe wa Kristo.
Which you have heard was coming and now is already in the world.
Gwemwawulira nga gujja era kaakano gumaze okuba mu nsi.
Era buliwe wesanga ng'oli mu gapu eyo ebuusabuusa.
Ng'oli omu ku abo bagamba nti Kristo alayika teyajja mu mubiri.
Egambo oba we kwegomba omwoyo gukolera mu gwe guba guli ogwa Antichrist.
Okay.
Kale chechu bili nyagala okujjayo kale tubijjayo tusobole okwekebera emitima nti ddala mbuusabuusa ekigambo kya Katonda. Ate woba wekubanga kumanya kwekubulako y'ensonga lwaki tukuletedde program eno kwegambwa otuukaawo you come to a place of reconciliation. Actually the word became flesh. Kati ngenda kuleka munnange.
Yes, Rogers, nkomyewo gy'oli.
Yes, sir.
So now, you read to us a scripture from Galatians 4:4. What does that scripture mean in the fullness of time? Was there a time when it was not full? What do we say anga katundalita sobola kujia?
That really takes us back.
Because also, the other golden question people always ask, Luwachi yalinda, emiaka jino juna juna, why did God have to wait for over 2,000 years? Why did he come in the era of Jeremiah? Why did God have to wait? But Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Habakkuk, and all those prophets. Why did God have to wait for all those years?
Amen. Thank you so much, Julius, for that invitation. And thank you so much, Julia, for the great sharing, whereby we come to understand that the word became the flesh. And that question that you're asking about, why God? Because the Bible showing us when the fullness of the time, you see? So it takes us back to what happened, the Garden of Eden. You see, when God created man, we understand all the things by the word, right? Because the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Everyone that knows that there is God, they have to have read a scripture or they have heard someone preach from the Bible. That's when people realized.
Yes, yes.
Okay? Creation reveals God, but that creation is without existence, without the word of God, and without God himself.
Okay.
So the word created each and everything that we see. So to me, I always think about how can the creator become the creation? the word became the flesh, but that's not what I'm looking at now. So what you're looking at is this, that what happened in the Garden of Eden, God had created the man and blessed him. He gave him dominion over all things. So when the fall of man happened, God didn't had all the power to say, now this have to change and all that, but it wasn't possible. Why? Because God doesn't know what, he does not do what he has not said.
Yes, that's true.
That's why after the fall of man, he passed the communication about the coming of his appearance into the physical body. Have you ever read that scripture? It's in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Are we there? Verse 14 and 15. Are you going to read in Uganda?
You read in English.
He says, so the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti kubanga okoze kino, okolimiddwa gwe okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nnyumba n'okusinga buli nsolo y'omu nsiko.
On your belly you shall go.
Unatambuzanga lubuto.
And you shall eat dust all the days of your life.
Inakuzuzo na
and I'll put enmity between you and the woman.
Iranange inditeka obulabe.
And between your seed and her seed.
Irane wakati wezaderio nezaderio
mukazi. He shall bruise your head.
Ezaderi omukazi lilikubete enta omutwe.
And you shall bruise his heel.
Nawe uli libete enta itisinzi.
Immediately. After the fall of man, God tells Satan that you're joking. I have to put on the body. This is what the first scripture that we see that talks about God coming in the flesh.
Amen. Amen.
He said, the seed of a woman, and this seed of a woman, Jeremiah prophesies and says, behold, a virgin shall conceive. I believe this is what the Lord dropped this into his heart. And is bring this to remind a generation and generations of what God spoke in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
He says,
yes.
I will show up in the physical body. So God said this. That's why it took time. That's when Jesus shows up. It is the fulfillment of all what God have been speaking so that he could show up in the physical body. That's the reason.
Amen. Amen. Julia, kunsonga yemweyo. Uruache miaka enkumi bidi. Tandi kidao. Kumanga... already mutani so sikule bibuzo binji because I know another person could be asking so chemugeza ko gamba nange obunna bikatunda ko yampa bulino kutwa le banga dene eh kubanga no wakatunda watu wale miaka 12 nango wange bwina kutwa la banga pamvu bweritio
katandike ne kubane chibuze chera kanyongere ko ne chino abantu lusi twebuza anti dala wabaya gamba nti akomawo rachi and I'm just trying to loop it into eh nenga ngatuddayo kuwali ku Mr. Okinga chayo gedde inti there is a place of delegated authority eranga ichawandikiwe chela chensolo kusomawo kansomewo wanecha Psalm 89:34
zabuli chinana muenda
Egama, my covenant I will not break. No alter the word that has gone out of my lips.
Simenye ngandagano yangi, so siri jululanga chigambe chava mkamuwa kangi.
Edanga tulava, nemu Psalm 115:16. Ntuwe ya wawo mtu ovuna aniziwa, ediensi. Let me read it in English. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men.
Tuli ku Zaburi 15 olunyiriri. Which verse is that?
16.
Onyiri wa 16. Bible egambye nti eggulu lyeggulu lya Mukama na yensi yajuwa abaana b'abantu.
Amina. Tubolangawo. Buli kyolaba mu byawandiikibwa galanga Mukama akolagana n'omuntu. So it wasn't about God saying, let's take these many years. We see many accounts, the Israelites in the wilderness. It was an 11-day
journey.
Ne, because of disobedience, because of sin, stiff-necked. When the law comes in, actually, it is a way to get back man in two lines. So Galatia 3:19. It was added because of transgressions. For gamba, as much as kafetu chilabino to gamba, if it was just rush to yagata, you know, the sovereignty of God. Nayenga te mukama yagala kolelemu muntu. For gamba, that delegated authority, nga Mr. Okinga jiyataniki demu Genesis.
Okay.
Just that man kept on walking away and away and away and away and away and away. At 1-0. Take away the jida. Atulaga, it was added for that because of the transgression. Still the seed. It would die while we tuli. Ulavanga inteka teka ya katona. Nemu kubula kuomuntu. Yaina begamba biateka wawo. Until we come back to the place, still the seed should come. To whom the promise was made. So, cheche chidi wo. China yaga dogama, tinechibuzo. Echo, diakoma wo di. And come in the two card D. Nay, we are on the capital again. Actually, it's dependent still on man.
It is a moon to
cause a gamma. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness. At ever never jibu leader.
It is a father, leader.
Hey, a gamba catwoman, a malok woolly until the ends of the. Let me read this. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So we must be able to
believe.
Our God become aware of the faith. We must come on the good choke.
Yeah. Tuyanzi. Kakati, ekitegeeza ekimu ku bintu byenjize munti kusinziira ku Julia yobadde yogerako nti ensonga lwaki waliwo delay possibly. mulimu the influence of man. Nti waliwo ekitundu ky'omuntu kyalina okukola, waliwo n'ekitundu kya Katonda kyalina okukola, Katonda abeere ng'asobola okutuukiriza obunnabbi obwo obwali bwalagulwa. Kubanga era bweetegereza unoona ko lumu Mukama agamba nti nanoonya omuntu anayimirira mu kituli. I looked for a man who would stand in the gap and I found none that I may not destroy the land. So kati osanga ne Mukama naye anoonya abantu kyekali anoonya yali ayina abantu banoonya. So Rogers.
Era nawo Mariam kugamba buli wamuolanga. Even the Mary.
Mary herself, yes.
Ugamba naye singa yakola kina. Nagano, bachi. Olabange, buli kimu, there was man in the picture.
Kati, kakabeka chemuza. Nenda kuzo msuma.
Kuongela kucha Mary.
Soko yongela kuchitwecho.
Kati, nga wagambia, nti singa ya gana. Singa yali tugeze ya kilizera. Neba gamba, nga Mukama wayogede, as God has spoken. Katuzalo mwana. To me, it is like they go through the process she conceives by Joseph, and then that was going again to spoil the plan.
Okay.
You see? So again, God was going to start a fresh look for the virgin.
So, kademako. Echitegeza. Ne Mariam nebo yari kiriza. Nagamba chimbeko ngechi gambo cho. Ne nagamba nti, Yusuf jangu, zaro mwana. Tugenda kumutuma Yesu. Itegeza Katonda yalina okuddamu okutandika the process again. Ati nekirala, what would have happened if Mary had refused? Singa Mariamu yagana. Naga Mariamu ikandika.
Nooza bwe kiri nga bwe kiri. Nze nzikiriza tebyawukana nga bwe tuli. Ne kaakano. Mukama akuyita mu buweereza ayagala abantu baweebwe omukisa through your life. But he won't force his will on you. So wabawo kusalawo kyekimu n'okulokoka ebyawandikibwa biri clear. God desires that no man perish.
Ayagala abantu bonna balokoke.
Waba ayagala bonna balokoke, lwaki bonna tebalokoka? Tasobola tuteeka mu nsonda wali n'agamba
musikirize. Tasobola kuteekako pistol n'agamba nti gojja kulokoka. Ani omu abagamba nze singa kino singa akabenje kano tekaliwo kano yali yangamba dde okulokoka neŋŋaana paka ebintu byange ebyafa namala kukkiriza Yesu nebitereera. Have you heard of such scenarios?
Nzuwulira akugamba ne tugulumiza ate embeera oba n'emirimu gya Sitaani naye ng'ate singa wakkiriza it would have been easier nga wetuwagambye what would have would it have been bad for Israel to reach the promised land in 11
days? 11 days, yes.
Kyandibadde kibi. Kyandibadde kibi. Kwele wawo ne mu mbeerezo. Egamba Mukama mulungi. Nti olw'obulungi bwa Mukama era ojja kulaba obulungi bwe. Naye ng'ate omutima gwe sinti tusooke tubonerere nti oba tu had knocks ezo. Ebintu ebimu they are not necessary. Jobolabanga ebi oluse ebisuubizo birwawo sinti Mukama bwakitegese naye olw'emitima gyaffe.
Emitima gyaffe oluse kyekiri Bayibuli kyegamba nti olw'obukakanyavu bw'emitima gyaffe. Sometimes because of the conditions and the hardness of our hearts. Tusobola okuleetera ekintu Katonda kyabadde ayagala okukola amangu nekidileyinga.
Ne mu bulamu bwaffe nange nja kuwewako example. Mulimu ebintu Mukama byandaze eri obulamu bwange ng'olaba wakikulaga. It is naye neweesanga omwaka guyiseewo ebiri
esatu
naye nga Mukama aba ayina sigamba nti yakikoze ki yakitaddewo naye oluusi nti
otiddemu
nebyetuyiseemu mindset zaffe bwegamba there is so much work to be undone in the mind, not that God is not able. Naye oluusi engeri gyetulowoozaamu kati bw'oba okulidde mu mbeera nga yakubulwa egamba Mukama ne wagamba ngenda kuwa
ennyumba wa biliyoniya
gwate oddamu bikadde kyobulanga
unayitawa Mukama unaakozesaani
kirungi ne twozebwa
n'ekigambo kya Katonda tuyenzege. Rogers, nkomyewo gy'oli ssebo, tukyayogera ku the word became flesh. So otandise oyogera ku the prophecy that was given. Ssebo tandikira awo kubintu ebadde oyagala okutusomesa.
When I say it as from the beginning, nagedde ne ngamba nti Mukama aba ayagala okukola ekintu asa munkola bintu byayogedde. Naye twetaaga okubeera nga tuse kimu naye enkolagana wakati w'omuntu ne Katonda. Katonda mwoyo. Naye Katonda yatonda ebintu ebirabika. Yatonda omubiri gwange. Naye bino ebintu byonna yabitonda ng'ayogera bwogezi. Okiraba? Kati Katonda nga bw'atalina mubiri tasobola kujja ku nsi n'atambulako awatali mubiri.
Okay.
Yensonga lwaki obunabbi bwasooka ne bujja. Oluvanyuma omukyala n'afuna omukazi n'afuna olubuto
yes.
Katonda n'alabisibwa. Okimanyi nti ku kuzaalibwa kwa Yesu olunaku lwennyini olusooka yali Katonda.
God was Jesus was was Lord in his birth.
Yes. Abantu babeerawo ne bagamba ebintu bya Katonda bino bibuzaabuza akagamba bati ambu Yesu Katonda ne bagamba Bible yegamba tulisinza muntu yena nawe kimanyi nti abasajja abagezi bwe bajja nga Yesu azaaliddwa bajja ne basinza ne bawaayo n'okuwaayo lwaki tewaliwo atenga tulaba mu Bible nti bamalaika abantu bagezaako John yagezaako okufukamira okusinza malaika
n'amugana mu Revelations
n'amugana kiraba so tulaba ezo scenario zizo na but lwaki wano okusinzibwa ku mwana ono kwa kirizibwa kitegeera nti now these are now the significances that shows that is now God has showed up. God manifested. God appeared, but it happened. He prophesied. They waited for the prophecy. Then they showed up someone who cooperated with God. The lady cooperated with God. Tuyinza okubeera wano nga tetumanyi naye nga waliwo ne Mukama bwe yagamba nga baalaba nga tebijja kukola.
Era nga bw'okogedde osirika lowooza muliza okusaga nti waliyo baalijje Katonda be yasooka okugamba. Osanga eyalizadde Yesu wali badde bamuyita oba Josephine. Oba yali badde tiyali badde Mary to have been maybe another woman.
Yeah, so that's why the season we are in is a season of recognizing the remarkable event that happened. The remarkable event that happened to mankind. God showing up in the physical form was not basically not because he just wanted to come to see people, to be with people. If it was like that, what to live in the body, you would have lived for thousands and thousands of years.
Yes,
but
yes.
He came on a mandate according to what he spoke to the devil, that I will show up in the physical body and I will destroy you. That's why John says that this is the purpose, why the Son of God was manifested.
That he may destroy.
That he may destroy the works of the devil. That's First John 3:9-10. Yeah, First John 3 from 8
to 9.
3:8, yeah. So you see, so God shows up basically to fulfill what he said. So yeah, as we are living in this world, everyone that's born today, okay, their first need is basically to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, to transition from that. So to me, I believe in this season is the season where people would be asking questions, but why are these people, why do people really celebrate the birth of Jesus? Why is he celebrated? Other people have many questions. Was he born on this date? Of which that will be handled later. The main thing, he was born. So as we are in this season, we're in this season whereby people need to recognize that God came in the physical body as he promised, basically to restore us back to our position of authority. But that was fulfilling his word. Why? God is spirit. Okay? He couldn't immediately after the fall of Adam change anything. He couldn't do things. He had to communicate his coming. That's why it's very important for people when you're going to visit someone to let them know that you are coming. God had to let us know that he was going to show up in the physical body to restore back man to his position of authority and power. Do you know that even the devil to come on earth, he needs a body.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why you find in the Bible that this the man who was full of demons, demoniac man, what happened when Jesus showed up in his physical body, it shows us how God intended man to live. In the Garden of Eden, if Eve had resisted the devil, he wouldn't have showed up and even have a place in mankind. Mm. He wouldn't have had access to the lives of men. Imagine one man having over 60,000 demons in them.
Do you know how that
looks like? One man. So now this shows that God created us in a way that we can accommodate things that are not His. So when Adam accommodated that, God had to show up, and now he takes embodiment. He took embodiment, the physical body, so he could die, raise, and now deal with that which was separating him with man, and now plant man back in their own position, in their original position and authority, so that they could deal with. So that's why the devil can't do anything to you right now. Why? Because Jesus is in you.
Amen. Amen. Julia. There were prophecies that had to be spoken for Jesus' body to be created. Nabumba, nateka mwe amazi, nabumba, ndiguno mutwe nakuteka wali nabumba omubiri. Bwamala okubumba omutwe nalyoka mufuamu omuka. How kati nakola n'endowooza eyo. Bwende bwe ndalowooza nti bwatyo osanga Katonda bwe yatonda ensi eno. So why didn't God have to create Jesus' body just like that? And how was Jesus' body actually created? Mwiri gwa Yesu, gwa tonde gwa gutia. Kubange chono chichi jatu ya ambako. Usanga nyo tisano kongiro kutu zamu, it can actually give us more reasons as to why it took the 2,000 years. Rachel tu wala kumpi miaka. Ya kumi bili? No, 4,000.
4,000
kumpi chatu wale miaka yung kumi nya. Kristo no kubanga subulu kuja. Yes.
Okay, Hebrews 10:5. Agamba, therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
10:5. Abebla ni sura ya kumi, olunyiriri, lwakutaano. Nga jamu nsi, chavayo gira, anti sadaka, nebi wewayo, tiwabiagala.
But a body you have prepared for me.
Ne wante kira tekiru umubiri.
Yeah, tulabanga mkulu Rogers wagambye God needed a body. He was Lord even before the foundation of the world.
Yes,
tulabangiyawandikibwa. When we read the Colossians, Hebrews, ngatutandika, bagamba all things were inspired of him. Ne yayino kubachi no mubiri. Bagamba while man is sold under sin, God wanted to chapter in Dala for us to have life through newness of life through his son or your Ariba.
Yes.
Kugamba tulaba binyo katinga chobuzi zambu kati olusa nze nachibuza nga bwenti rachi kugamba chinesho no nesete yakola shi
Chiyaliva
dea salako. Na ye chitu lagu kwa gala kwa katonda kale. Kwa yali ya tondo omuntu mchifana nyiche.
Kwa maende katula liya chasuburu kugama ati Adamu. Nikome wano guwa semba yu. So Adamu gejeo nonye. Na tondo omuntu.
Or even to destroy him.
Ze shinda go kwagala kwa katonda, lesho na shinda go kwagala kwa katonda. Na gamba okay. Kwa gamba chona chona. Katukolechi. Kandeto obulokozi okuyita mu Yesu. Era nga wogambi tulaba okuluka the prophets kugamba ne boogera ekigambo na releasing ekigambo. Ato ya aliba esadaka entufu kufirira ekibi kiri. Kugamba anunule. Omuntu back to that place of position. Atenze chinsanyusa nyu atuita omubiri gwe. Kuba ndaba ekyo kyayimusibwa kuva mu kufa kwegamba ate atuyisa okubeera obumu naye mu buwanguzi obwo.
Amen. Wow. Abawuliriza baffe kansubira radio program ya leero mukyatugoberera bulungi nnyo. obudde nno nawo engeri gye bututwala yiriyiri naye omanyi kikulu nnyo okusinziira ku bintu abasomesa bye bali mu kwogerako kikulu nnyo okumanya nti Katonda mwoyo God is a spirit era emyoyo tegisobola kukolera mu nsi muno nga tegirina mibiri ensonga lwaki ne Katonda mweni kyali kimwetaagisa okunoonyayo omubiri nammwe mukimanyi bulungi nnyo abakulidde Buganda no mukimanyi bulungi nti ne Lubaali bw'abaana ayogera tayogerera mu bbanga era emizimu bagamba nti omuzimu gwa gundi gwamutuddeko ne gubagamba nti bazzukulu mukole bwe muti era waliwo n'omu yatugamba nti bwe gumala okumuvaako abantu abasinga gubadde gutuddeko atandika okubuuza agambye ki agambye ki
ate gwe abadde ayogera
ate abadde ayogera kitegeeza ne sitani engeri gye yeetaaga omubiri okuoperating era mu nsi muno naawe ne Katonda kyali kimwetaagisa okuba nga afuna omubiri so it was important for God's word to become for God himself to get a physical body because eno ensi y'abantu emyoyo tegirina buyinza muno the spirits don't have power because God gave this earth to sons of men. Rogers, tuine dachika sizizo, yongereza ko ku nsonga eyo, kubanga tu chayogera ku the word became flesh.
Yeah, thank you so much, Julius. Really what I want to continue to emphasize is one thing. God is the God of all flesh, right?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. It's the God of all flesh. And our focus for sharing this is to kill those doubts in the hearts of people who have been having doubts about God's coming into the physical body. That's number one. Then number two is those who still have questions about Jesus being the Savior of the world. You see? So it is very important for people to recognize that God's coming was not just a hymn. Coming to have a show in the world, but he came to restore each and every one who have the flesh.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Wants to take a residence on inside of them so that they can have a life that is driven by the purpose of the living God. Do you know that no one comes into this world knowing that they are coming, but God knows when they are coming.
Yes.
And when they are coming, he knows that they are going to meet him into the world. You know, I the Bible is interesting. I just want to say this scripture in the book of John, chapter 1. It's the one that talks about, and the word became the flesh. But at the same time, look at verse 9. It says what? It says, and that was a true light, which gives what? Light to every man coming into the world.
Waliwo musana ogwamazima ogwakira buli muntu ngajja ku nsi.
And that son is talking about the coming. He's talking about Jesus is already in the world. That if people who are born today, they need him to be their light.
Amen.
There are no one is living today that was born before Jesus was born. Every man that's living. And Jesus is coming into the world, was coming so that man could have a place of rest and place of joy. That's why in this season of celebration, people need, in your mind, if you've been struggling with a lot of challenges, life challenges, problems, you've been struggling with your marriage, you've been struggling with your family, your children, no one, you just need to turn. This is your turning point. Just turn and allow Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and then things will begin to align. Why? Because he's not here to leave you struggle in life. So thank you so much, Julius, for now.
Yeah, kati Julian Rogers, what you chenebuza? Now we have seen all the application as to why Jesus had to come in the flesh. Bino, how does this apply to us right now? Tufunira muwa ekigambo kino okufuuka omubiri.
Era bwe twogera ku Yesu, kati oyinza okuba ogamba kale Yesu tukitegedde, yajja tukkiriza, yajja.
Tumumanyi yajja.
Naye kati
tufuniramu wa binyamba bitya.
So kati bwe twogera ku kigambo, tetutegeeza Yesu yekka nti ng'omuntu n'ekigambo Mukama kyakuwadde kaakano, bwe kiba kigambo kyakuwonyezebwa, kya bugabirizi, ebyo byonna byonna by'ofunye. Kwe gamba Yesu ajja otulaga nti Mukama mwesigwa.
Amina.
Ichigambo chetu kilida. Kwa gamba he was the full manifestation or embodiment of the word of God. Yes. Actually, not to our confidence in teaching. Mukama chayo get the real lamo wafe. Kade mukama chona chaku wade. Ensonga rashi tu gavana. Kugambo kuzukiso kukirizoko. Kuba mukomo ekuri. Kugambo labo owesigwa bwa Katonda. The integrity of God's word. The faithfulness of God's word. Ngawa agambye covenant. His covenant shall he not break. Kugambo the word that goes out of his mouth. So wango oli mu mbeera yonna yonna twala ekigambo kya Katonda ebyawandiikibwa bino era okirabenga kugamba ngaho gye tuwatandikidde Yesu yalabisibwa okukola okuzikiriza
emirimu gy'omuyisitaani
kugamba n'ekigambo ky'ofunye ekyo God is still, the word is still becoming flesh even in your situation.
Amen.
And that is manifestation kale okunzika ekigambo ekyo kitegeeza manifestation of God's word and promise to you. Engeri nga bwe twalaba Yesu gye yajja naffe, ekigambo ne kifuuka omubiri. N'ekigambo kyakuwadde kifuuka omubiri ng'okikkiriza, wali bwe twatandikidde kugamba endowooza zaffe. Ahe ne tutakkiriza mulabe kola kituzannyirako. Kuba atuyita okukkiriza to resist.
To resist.
Emirimu gya Satani. To resist the work of
That is the Luganda version. You in Luganda gamba nti mulwanenga ne Satani. Resist the devil.
You resist the devil and you flee. So it's a place. It's a word that awakens us to our authority as believers.
Yes.
But gamba n'otwala ekigambo kya Katonda n'okikkiriza, then n'ogaana. Emirimu gya Satani mu bulamu obwo kuba otegedde ekigambo kya Katonda kyesigwa. Katonda mwesigwa.
Amen. Rogers, application.
Application of that.
Yes.
I'll just go direct to the same chapter. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Katonda.
And verse 14 says, my dear friend, Julia read it, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
Full of grace and truth.
See this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And verse 12 says, as many as received him. That's what I've been reading. Pushing people to see.
Yes.
That there is a need for us to receive him. Remember now the word has become?
Flesh.
Flesh. Mm-hmm. And now is him. And as many as are receiving him, Jesus is giving them power to become sons of God.
Amen.
No way, no one can be called a child of God or a son of God without Jesus. And no one called God their father in the beginning, before the coming of Jesus, because even the Old Testament prophesies, behold, a child is born. Unto us a child is
born.
Unto us a son is given. Shall be called one of the attributes, shall be called everlasting father. In the Old Testament is a promise. But now he shows up, he says, here I am. When you receive me, you have the power to call God your father. So the application here is basically the simple communication the Lord always gave. Okay, he says, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten
Son,
whosoever believes in him should not what?
Perish.
This application is time to receive your relationship with God and begin a life that is without any form of failure, whereby when circumstances come or show up, you rise up above them in the authority that he has restored back to you.
Amen.
Number one, you live in health. You live in peace. You learn how to relate with other people.
Amen.
You rebuild the kingdom of God, because this is the beginning of each and everything for your life and my life to change.
Amen.
And a testimony I can give about my life is because I began to understand Jesus who lives in me.
Amen.
When I began to learn him and relate with him, and this really happened when I came to Calis. So I'm not saying this because
I'm inviting people to join CARIS, yet it is any moment time. Mm. But CARIS really helps you to understand better the word of God than you know it. I believe each one of us can testify to this.
Kati, Julia, last words. Ngatuma liza radio program wenu.
Last words.
Yes.
I mean, Antwe Anzizanyo, the last words for me is really to encourage us as believers. Kugamba, obutakiriza milimo just stand in the name of God's will. The will of God is clear in His word. So whatever is not of God, whatever is not in the His promise to you, do not take it on. And believe that His word has become a reality for you in the body of Jesus.
Wow. Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Last words as we are concluding the radio program.
My last words to our dear listeners is, I'll just add to what Julia says. You know, when things are happening to you in life, okay, it's not starting with you, bad things coming, showing up your way, even it happened to Adam in the Garden of Eden, but God didn't give up on him. Okay? God is not ready to give up on you. What you need to know is if He created everything by the word, then your situation is not beyond the repair, is not beyond repair. The word of God can get you back to the place of rest.
Amen.
Because the word already became the flesh. Allow the word of God to become flesh in your situation, anywhere you are, in the part of the nation or the world.
Amen. Amen. Abawuliza baffe twagala okwebaza bannange sigenda kusuka wawo. Mugenda kunzikiriza radio program ino njikomye wano naye nziramu okubajjukiza mu bwangu nnyonnyini ddala. Bookshop yaffe egenda kubeera open up to the 13th of December 2024. Bookshop yaffe egenda kusigala nga nzigule paka ngenda kuza omwezi 13 omwezi gwa December. Kakati ngenda kusaba Andrew Mark yasazeewo yawadde ebitabo byebinabina yatuwadde at 25% discount on all his books. Mukwano, jangu ogule ebitabo, come and buy gifts, come and buy books. Buli kitabo kyewaliyo yagaddeko twakisaze emiwendo ebitundu 25 ate jaffe sija jiri jetuwandika ku kipapula nga wansito jiraba bwetugamba nti kibadde kya 3,000 gwe balamuuka ojjeko ebitundu 25 ku buli 10 ze sente z'ogenda okusasa ojja kubasasula ng'ebiri n'ezigwamu. So mukwano gwange, jangu obeere ng'osobola okubeera nga weefunira ebitabo bya Andrew Makabyna. N'ekirala, tuli mu sizoni ya kuwandiisa bayizi baffe for the next academic year. Weyagaladde okujoininga CARIS Bible College, jangu otwegatteko. Tulina obujulizi, tulabye abantu wano nga bakyuka, tulabye abajja n'emize nga gimenyeka, tulabye ku bufumbo obuziddwawo olw'okuba nga abantu bano baatula wansi w'ekigambo kya Katonda. The word of God has ability and it has power. So, if you're out there, please, you can sign up in any of our programs. We have day programs, night programs, evening night programs, to in an online program, then a Saturday program. Mukwano gwaffe on all our campuses in Mbarara and in Kampala. So, ninda kusaba, obere kitundu kuffe, oyagala okubeera partner waffe, osobola okubeera ku number waffe, esimu eri 0200330000. Bw'otukubeera ku number esimu eyo, ojja kubanga osobola okubanga otufuna bulungi nnyonyini ddala. Genda ku website yaffe eri carisuganda.net obeere ng'osobola okumanya ebisingawo ku CARIS Bible College na biki ebitukwatako. Amanya asigadde ndi Julius Mahaga ne
Rogers Okinga
ne Julia Kisache.
Mukama batuwere omukisa, mweraba.
Hello, this is Andrew Womack, and I just wanted to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. You know, this is a special time of the year, and sometimes it gets overwhelmed and obscured by all of the presents and the parties and everything else, but really, it is to celebrate the advent of the most important thing that ever happened, and that's Jesus becoming a man. Praise God for Jesus. Praise God for Jesus loving us enough that He came and suffered for 33 years being limited to a physical body, and then suffered on the cross for our salvation, bore our sicknesses. Praise God for Jesus. Man, I just rejoice at this time of the year. And I wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas to you and all of your family. And praise God, remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless you.
Glory to the newborn King. Christ Jesus is born. Andrew Womack Ministries and Caris Bible College, Uganda, wishes you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. May this season bring you joy and happiness. In Jesus' name, you are blessed.
I just want to thank those of you who have helped us so much financially this year. So as we approach the end of the year, many people give extra gifts for the tax benefits. And I just encourage you to consider Caris Bible College, Andrew Womack Ministries, to share with us and help us to reach out and touch more lives. So check it out, Caris Bible College, Andrew Womack Ministry, in your year-end giving.
Gowe nango imira nobuweleza buno mu byensimbi obango yagala okutandika okuyimira nobuweleza buno era mu byensimbi tukwanjulira enkola eno empya eyitibwa eya FlexPay ngera enkola eno ekola bweti nyiga star 291 hash ku MTN oba ku Airtel olondeko namba 2 eya pay merchant tekamu enamba eno wamanga mukaga 00095 tekamu omwendo gwa sente zoweleza tekamu ensonga nti partnership na Nyagogombi. Kakasa anti osindika sente ku AWM Partnerships. Auluva nyuma otekemu pinikodi ya mobile money yo. Owele duanyo omukisa.
Webale kuuliza programu ya fe ya Gospel Truth ne Andrew Womack. Zikiriza anti owele dua omukisa. Obango lino bujulizi, obango lino kwebuza kona. Sina chindi nga weta agomuntu yena, okusaba nawe kunsonga yona. Tukubile kusimu eno wa manga. 0200-330-000. Ngambie 0200-330-000. Oba tuchalile kumakaga fe agasangwa ku Park Royal Mall omayero kwa mukaga ku Buganda Road ekizimbe ekiri okulinana watoto church oba Senana Supermarket oweredwa nnyo omukisa.